Why are my horses always three wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back! Woo!
Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. Couldn't be happier to be here. Look, the big races of spring seem to be behind us. However, we've got Sandown, then we go into some beautiful country cups. Julian Vallance, how are you?
We do. Look, the best horses are probably gone. They're done and dusted. But I tell you what, this is a really good betting card. I'm pretty keen to play throughout Sandown. I reckon it's going to play fairly, and I reckon we're going to have some fun.
And that's why we're here, SD. Simon Marshall, we're here to have a punt and find some winners. So that's great news.
Absolutely. Playfair, was he? Did he play for Geelong or
He did,
Sydney?
Actually, Henry.
Yeah,
Henry. G'day, Henry. He's a big fan of the show.
Huge.
Get on your H.
S down, Hillside. Testing, 10 races. And generally, leaders tend to dominate, especially if the track is good, which we're expecting. I can't wait for the track report today. Three wide, no cover.
Yeah, that is why we are here. Let's have a look at the track report. Julian Vallance, we're focusing on Sandown.
Yeah, true. Good four. Not much rain around, so we're going to be in that good four region. I'd say maybe even an upgrade to good three. Just depends how much irrigation they want to put on just to make sure they have to stay in that good four region to begin proceedings. Not a lot of wind, SD, so you'll enjoy that sort of fact of life. SD's right. We haven't raced there for an amount of time, so it is always an advantage to be on speed. I will say, out of Hillside and Lakeside, Lakeside can be extremely leaderish. We're on Hillside. It does give opportunities to horses that are back, but it's tempo related. They'll need speed on. I mean, if they sit and just walk the first 600 metres, you know where you're going to need to be. You're going to need to be on speed. So we'll act like it's going to play fairly, but I'm in the corner of SD a little bit with this dry conditions. Let's be on speed.
While we're on that single of you, can you just smile, Julesy? Give us a smile.
There he is!
Look at me, Buck's got that spring tan going. All right, gentlemen, we're going to have a look at four races today. And let's have a look at the first one. We're going nice and early in the car. We're going to start with race four, which is the Sandown Stakes. Yes. Widgie Turf is your $2.50 favourite, which seems short. William Thomas, $3.80. Music Bay, $6. Goldfield, $7.50. Manalo Blahnik, $8.50. Mystery Exclusive, $15. Vacillator at $20. And Travi, my friend, at $21. I think last time Travi, my friend, ran at Sandown was about 150-1 and just got nutted on the post. So just saying, Jules, he may or may not have been on that to remember that. So there you go.
I feel like you've had a peanut on there if you were to know that, because that's some pretty good research otherwise. And usually that's not my go. The map, Goldfields will go forward. There's no doubting that. That's his MO. I think Travi, my friend, will probably roll forward as well. Vacillator, Music Bay, you'd expect them to try and find a spot. But Goldfields will be able to lead, dictate any way it wants to. Widgie Turf, $2.50 it came up. I think it might have came up about $2.30. I can't get it anywhere near that price. I know he can win the race, and I know he's a good, consistent horse, but I've marked him $3.70. So $2.50 for me is absolute poison. I'm with William Thomas. I know it's first go 1,500 metres for this horse. He's not one of mine usually, but he comes out of a fast run race, 1,400 metres behind Bravo Tango. I just thought he came up that slightly inferior ground along the inside. I know he was two or three off the fence, but a lot of those winners came, you know, five, six, seven wide up the straight. And I just thought he did a really good job. It was a fast run race. I think he can run really well. He carried 16.5 that day as well. He drops to 54 kilos, and he's an acceleration type of horse that I think with 54 kilos, his best number actually was at Caulfield with 54 kilos. It was only over 1,100 metres. I think he gets his chance because of this small field to be not too far off them. It's a slight risk going to 1,500 metres, but I'm with him. Look, yeah, Widgie Turf can win the race, but I want him to be getting at least... He has to start with the three in front of him. Geez, he looks very short at the price at the moment.
There you go. Well, we posted 230 for Widgie Turf slightly out there, and you expect that to continue, and 420 for William Thomas, and that's coming to the 380. SD, whose camp are you in, mate?
I love Sandown, and I love dictating terms at Sandown and horses that have that ability and the jockeys that have the smarts in their mind. So Goldfields, for me, his win at Sale was absolutely outstanding when he controlled it. He beat a horse called Mandela Effect, who came out and franked the form during the four fabulous days at Flemington. So he's spot on. He's got 55.5, so he gets weight off Widgie Turf, who gets back and try and hunts him. And that controlled tempo from the 800 down the hill at Sandown to about the 450 where they hit that Corrigan dip and then ping out of it. If he can control it and then get a break on them, with that weight, he's in really good form on a, and he loves Sandown. So he's the horse I want to be riding, Gold Fields. Widgie Turf's got a peak again. Now, Iconoclasm beat him last start. Iconoclasm stepped out, failed his next start. Manolo Blahnik. This horse, I thought, look, he's an honest horse and he's got a back up. I'm not sure whether he's backed up before looking through his form. And then, of course, William Thomas, that 1,500 metres is a slight concern for me for a horse that gets back and uses a really good acceleration. If they go mid steady mid-race, it takes his acceleration out because they're going to string him out a little bit, William Thomas, and that's where I've sort of got a slight a knock on him. So I'm really confident riding Gold Fields in this.
Just on Manolo Blahnik, he has backed up once before. He ran fourth to Streets of Avalon in a race. So, look, it's an okay profile for him.
Not bad for this.
So,
very good. Yeah. Now, let's have a look at race six here on the card. Now, this is the Heffernan Stakes. A couple of the Blue Army on top here. Dubai, Home of the Brave at $2.60 and $3.60 respectively. It jumps out then. You've got Tally Play, Ring a Ding Ding and Haydock. Familiar names. $8.50 a piece. Order of Commands at $10. Odeon, $14. Lavendi at $23, Gennady at $61. We start to see some of these horses that start to appear at this time of year, Julesy. But there's a couple of Godolphin specials here. I mean, talk us through the map. Are these the winners? What are we looking at? Is this a two-horse race? I'll let you take over.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. Not a lot of speed. There's a couple of horses that like to go forward. Gennady, Home of the Brave. You know, Hey Doc, I know he's had 427 days off, but he'll probably have to roll forward. In a recent jump out, he did do that. Good to see Hey Doc and Lavendi come back. I think Lavendi off 588 days. So hopefully they run well for Connection. So good luck there. I'm with Dubai. This horse we saw once in Australia, the 20th of April in the All Age Stakes. He got beaten 2.5 lengths by a horse called Piorata. He started $8. He was pretty hard in the market that day. His form is just superior, I think, to these. Charlie Appleby, we got some stats at the start of the Spring Carnival. So if you backed every horse since 2017 that was trained by an international runner in Australia, you are up 40% on your turnover. Now, after this carnival, you are up 63% on your turnover. This Spring Carnival, it has been 112% profit on your turnover. It has been a complete fill-up. And now we get Charlie Appleby with Dubai. Time form of 119. He won a Group 2 over 1,400 metres in Dubai. I think he'll just sit off them and absolutely blow them away. I think he's too good.
Right, there you go. Piorata would be about $1.10 in this, Jules, if it was going around. SD, you're in the other side of the Godolphin camp.
Yeah, my concern with Dubai is he's slow out and he's slow off the break. And so where does he fit at Sandown, rolling down that hill? If he's going to give Home of the Brave a start, he's the horse to beat because he brings the brutal form in. He was second when leading to him. And then he was just behind Piorata, 1.7 lengths. He's in really good form. He's had a nice break between runs and he's super fit and he lands on speed and he controls this race. Gennady gets back box seats. Hey, Doc's an interesting runner. I think you just need one then watch him for the winter bottom. Yep. If he can come back to some really good form, Hey, Doc, I reckon over in Perth he'll peak. Odeon then sits midfield. And then all the dangers, from what I can see, get back. So if I'm riding Home of the Brave, I'm going to ping the lids and land, roll across over this 1,300 metres. And then I've only got 1,000 metres to run. So if I can get a nice soft run from that 8 to that 450 again and then ping out of the bend, space them, get them all off the bridle, I'm going to trust him that he's going to be strong late at this 1,300 metre gallop hard fit. And he brings the right form in. So once again, controlled tempo, Home of the Brave, fit horse for
there
me.
There you go. So looking at a two-horse race here, boys. And see, this is disappointing for us battlers that are just trying to find a one leg of the quaddy. It's in race six, not race seven. It would have been a great way to start. Instead, I'm going to have to go wide probably. But we'll have a look at that when we come back. Exactly, SD. 10-race card. We're going to look at two more. And then, of course, we'll go around the country. This is 3 wide, no cover. Welcome back to 3 Wide No Cover. It's time to dig into the Sandown Guineas now. And we're going to have a look at this market. A fair to remember, $3.50 favourite. Pretty Brazen at $4.20. Banquo at $4.80. Heart of Poissons, Josie.
Poissons.
Poissons. $5.50. Poissons. We jump out from there. Cavalmo is there, but that will come out. It's going to Sydney, Jules, we understand, which will, won't muck the market around too much. Conqueror's $11. Defend, $14. Call Me Seamus, $35. Diasonic at $51. Julesie, the map.
Not a lot of speed at all. Banquo, I think, can roll forward. It's an interesting sort of play here because Conqueror goes forward, Defend goes forward. And outside of that, there's not a lot of speed. A horse like Pretty Brazen rolls forward, but I don't think it's a horse that wants to lead. So I think the opportunity there is for Craig Williams. We know he's just a great analyzer of races and how he studies races. I think he'll realize there's not a lot of speed in this race. And I wouldn't be surprised if he led on Banquo. I found this a really tricky race because, look, there's all different form lines. They're coming out of, you know, different races, some out of slow run races, some out of fast run races. I went with the horse down the bottom, Affair to Remember. She's not one of mine. I just think she finds a lot of she just is unlucky the way she has, she rides, she gets ridden in her races. How good am I going? Absolutely.
Fine. No, you lost me when you said she's not one of mine, but.
Look, no luck last start. Clearly much documented. There was no doubting that. She was $5 into $3.90. So the market wanted to be with her. Got beaten by Nudge, ran third, and it was a good run. Like, when it got out, absolutely flew. So no knock on the run whatsoever. I like the fact that they've decided for the quick 9-day backup. I think that's a positive for this horse. I reckon it's in the right zone. Yes, it's probably going to be 3/4 back and going to need some luck and need some tempo. But I'm with the Affair to Remember. I marked at $3.30. The price, $3.50. It's a good enough bet for me at that. I'm with that horse, Affair to Remember.
There you go. Steve, who do you like?
Wow.
We got there.
You did.
Just. Yeah.
Dropping back from 17 to 16, a horse that gets back and has been unlucky. She worries me, Affair to Remember, because she's drawn 5. She should sit a little bit closer, but I don't think they're going to go hard. I don't think Craig Williams will want to ping the lids and get across and control this in the first furlong. Banquo's got that speed and he's got that turn of foot. Now, he won a maiden and then he won a listed race during the Flemington Carnival. This is a smart colt. He's trained by Danny O'Brien, who is low flying. We know that. Melbourne Cup and the Oaks. So Williams from that gate will want to come across. Now, Defend was a horse that won by 10 lengths last start in a maiden company. It jumped and it led and it looked quite smart. It'll come across too from that outside barrier. So it'll be genuine tempo early, but my concern is with these races and the biggest dangers, like the likes of Brazen, Pretty Brazen, Affair to Remember, and then Diasonic back on the inside, Call Me Seamus, and then Heart of Poissons. They all get back and like to get cover at some stage. So if I'm Craig Williams, I want to be controlling this tempo once again at Sandown mid-race, and I want to hold them up at some stage, and then I want to get them off the bridle and scoot for home on a fit horse. Now, if I can get across in that first furlong over 1,600 metres, I've only got 1,400 to run, 1,200 metres to run, and it's going to be a controlled tempo. That's my biggest question mark for these back markers getting back that need to go to another level, whereas he's going to be up front on tempo controlling this, and he's still on the way up, this colt, so I want to ride him, Banquo, at around that 480 mark.
There you go. All right, let's have a look at the last race we're going to dissect today. It's the Zipping Classic. Southern France, $3.80. Humidor at $4. Ventura Storm, $8. Gallic Chieftain, $8.50. Dale Harold at $9.50. Miss Siska at $10. Savvy Oak and Japata both at the $11 quote there. Just over the page, Patrick Aaron, $17. Midterm, $19. Very interesting market here, all squeezed in under that $20 price, Julesy. I mean, how do they map? Who wins? Give us the info.
It's a really tricky race on paper, and again, not a lot of speed, I don't think. I think Midterm will go forward. We've seen it lead before. It won a Kuyton Cup, sort of week and a half ago. Miss Siska will roll forward just because there's not much speed. Gallic Chieftain, I think, can roll forward. Ventura Storm, yes, but they won't want to be going too fast. There's no doubting that. So again, I think this is going to be a race, very much a tactical affair. You know, you look at horses like Humidor. I marked him $4.40. I just don't know where he's at. He is one of mine, SD, but I just don't know if I can back him with confidence because I just don't know where he's at with his prep. It's been up, down, 2,500, then back to the McKinnon, and I thought he was only fair. I know the blinkers go back on, and we've known that blinkers go back on off the 7-day backup. He did run second in a Cox Plate to Winx, and he did run fourth in a Queen Elizabeth to Winx following that MO, but I don't know. I went down the bottom and I went with Miss Siska. I marked her $7.50. I think she's about double figures or close to double figures. I just thought on the quick 7-day backup, she was 31 into 21 when she got beaten by Ocean X last start. I thought that was a pretty good effort. And if she can hold that form to 2,400 metres, I thought she'd be really competitive. She's on the quick backup. She's backed up before. On a four-day backup, she did run second in the Matriarch this time last year, which is obviously over 2,000 metres. Yes, she's got to get to 2,400 metres, but not a lot of speed in this race. So I think she can control the tempo a little bit. I reckon she'll be hard to run down, Miss Siska.
Very good, Julesy. One at a price there, SD. You love a price.
Hey, this segment brought to you by Nurofen gives me a headache looking at this. It's a weight for age race. Who's the best weight for age horse in it over 24?
Well, over 24? Well, I can't really say Humidor, can you?
Right. Ventura Storm?
Yeah, maybe.
At weight for age?
Probably.
Gaelic Chieftain? Patrick Guerin? Southern France? Jepada? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? All right. I've gone Patrick Guerin here at an each-way price. And the reason for that is he was three wide and eight cover. What a great show. Voted by the public people is the number one podcast.
I want to see those votes because I've never seen them.
I can't wait. I'd love to meet any of those.
Where is he getting this done?
I don't know. It's great.
So we saw him face the breeze at Flemington and just capitulate no good. I'm willing to forgive him at bad run because his Metrop form and he's also St. Ledger form in Sydney suggests that at his best, over 2,400 metres, drawn where he has in the paint, can just sit, lob, and just run into a place. I'm backing him each way. He's also want to be riding at $17 in an ordinary race. Humidor, from his gate, if he can be as close as he can and just hold up. We know he's got that turn of foot and he wants to always turn left. That's my biggest worry, but he's the best horse in the race. Ventura Storm could pop up. Gaelic Chieftain, wide early, 2,600 back to 24, hard fit. You can make a case for him. And the rest of them, I'm just guessing. I don't want to confuse you at home. So I'm going to go Patrick Guerin on the bounce. Trust Chris Waller will have him right and sneak into a place.
Yes, it's been a fair while between drinks for Patrick Guerin. I would have thought it's still. That's why you're getting the price. Humidor's the best horse in the race, right? Humidor's the best horse in the race. Forget the 24 over 2,000.
Is he?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
Julesy, is that fair?
Oh, it's fair, but we haven't seen his best.
But the
for
thing
a
is,
long
posted
time,
three wide. In that weekend, the entire trip,
cover. Humidor, at his best, still would have finished better than that. I mean, yes, he gets back to his best, he's going to obliterate him. But we're taking him on trust.
Is that an interrupted preparation?
That's right, because
well.
He should have gone to the Cox Plate SD, and then he had to go and run, and he had to go run the extra distance, and it's ruined
like
so
it.
Might be a sit for me, that one, and go have a nice beer with the fine people of Sandown Saturday.
We'd like to thank Nurofen for sponsoring that segment, too.
There you go.
New
thanks,
sponsors
Nurofen
of the show.
So there
thank
you go. All right, and if you can get down there, get down there. It's a great day at Sandown. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going around the country. Welcome back. Let's go around the country and find some winners. Very good. Julian, let's start with you in the West.
Yeah, race 6, number 4, Forceful. Got the job done for us last week. So we'll back up against, not something I like to do, but on the quick backup. Just going up in distance, coming out of a fast run race, they went 1.5 seconds quicker, 7 from 17. This is a horse that just likes to find the post. This is a bit of a target race, there's no doubting that. Going to 1,800 metres, off the fast run, 1,600 metres. I'm keen on Forceful.
Back up in distance.
I know, it's all my...
That is the holy trinity.
Wait a minute, did you just say, I don't like to back up?
I don't like to... continually.
I've seen you back up, mate.
Yes.
You're good back up.
Remember the enticing star efforts of last year? Every second week, enticing stars with
well, she was okay.
Yeah, not bad, Julesy. Yeah, who are you got out of go for us?
Race 7, number 4, star status. Ready for 1950 now. As a 3-year-old, ran some really good races in group races over 2,000 metres. So again, coming out of a fast run, 1,600 metres. Now 1950, star status for me in Adelaide.
Race 2, number 7, Rogue Bay. This 3-year-old filly, she was phenomenal winning first up. It was only a Mount Gambier maiden, but watch the replay when the jockey gave her a reminder that she was a racehorse. Went pew. She steps up to 1,400 metres, goes to town. Got 53 with Kayla Crowther from gate 4. Watch this horse.
Nice price too, 750 SD. Lovely. Julesy?
Brisbane, are you going to tell me?
No, we're
but
not.
It's not Brisbane, is it?
Caloundra.
Correct,
Caloundra.
Sunshine Coast for those people playing at home. Race 5, number 4, Battle Strike, resumes. It's off 2 trials, which were good. Its debut win, I thought, was outstanding. It ran a similar time on the same day as Hollaback Girl, which I've got a bit of an opinion of. It went out quicker and they came home just as quick. I think this Battle Strike's a really nice horse. I think he can win.
Big shout out to Gwen, who watches the show. She loves this segment. Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, Hollaback Girl herself. Yeah. Big fan.
Yeah, I'm with you here, Jules. Nice sharp trials to this horse, Battle Strike. He is still a colt and he was given a reminder in one of the trials there and then just idled down. So he'll be ready to rock and roll. He'll sit back. He won't win it until the last 50, though.
Very good. All right, we're heading to Sydney.
Are we?
I don't think we are, Jules. No. I reckon we're going to Newcastle.
Yeah, I thought we might have got you there. Race one, number 7, Falcon Island. I found this Tay really tricky at Newcastle, but I thought we could get the money early with Falcon Island. Second go this prep at 1,800 metres. Yes, coming out of a fast run race. Blah, blah, blah. I think Falcon Island can win race one.
First time I've heard blah, blah, blah in a serious tip. SD.
The number one hit somewhere, wasn't it? Blah, blah, blah. And I like race 9, number 9, Leviathan. This horse resuming. Can you believe in a benchmark 72? This horse won on debut. The second and the third horse came out and won, then ran enlisted and group level, and then was pipped by Funstar. What's Funstar done? Won a group 2 and a group 1. Come on, man. Leviathan in the last at Newcastle. It's the get out.
Very good. And Sandown, your best.
Race 2, number 4, Azuro. I think he can win 3,200 metres. I think this has been a target race. I think this is really well done by Mar and Eustace to be able to set to this race, not chase any of the other bigger riches, which it probably couldn't be competitive in. Was good behind Downdraft. Yes, it got beaten by 5.5, but it was a big gap to the rest. 3,200 metres, 3 goes, 2 wins and a second. Did run second in this race last year when was $3.50. I've marked him clear-cut favourite. I cannot believe Sound is the price that it is. I expect Sound to drift dramatically and Azuro to start favourite, and I think he wins.
That's a push. SD.
Well, we don't have any time left.
That is a push.
9-11. I remember jumping on the Fair Start of the Fun Ship, going to Vanuatu, Mystery Island, Vila. It was absolutely fantastic. Vanuatu. Vanuatu, just go and watch the replay at Moonee Valley behind Amangiri, just smoking to the line beautifully, 1,500 metre here. It's a tricky little race to get out on, but third up, ready to rock and roll. We'll get the run of the race from gate 4. Vanuatu, for me, my best at Sandown.
Is it fair to say that SD is the exact demographic they're looking for when they're advertising cruise ship offers? Is that fair to say, James?
I don't know.
Everybody red air for the bus stop. At the end of there, the sharp end bar.
All right, let's have a look at paddle beaters. All right, now we're getting taken on here. We've got JC, our boy Justin Campbell, I believe his name is. He has taken Widgey Turf, but we're taking him on, Julesy.
Yeah, I think we're going with SD's tip, Goldfields. Widgey Turf can definitely win, but we'll be happy to take Goldfields. We think he might be able to lead and keep running.
And the multi?
The multi, Godolphin Blue, Dubai, the place, into Setting Sail, the place. $1.85, yes, it looks short, but I can assure you it's a spoil. You won't get that value if you took them straight up.
Beautiful. And speaking of multis, we have our same race multi. Combine your selections, one race in one bet for bigger odds. Top 2, top 3, top 4, whatever you like. Julesy, what's yours of the week? We're focusing on the guineas.
Yeah, a fair to remember top 3, pretty brazen top 4, and then Banquo top 4. Hopefully they can get the job done.
Nice. SD, yours?
Sub-zeros, we're back. Were big back in the day when I was on the Fair Start of the Fun Ship. It was fantastic. Have a look at this down there. Something called a lower third. Banquo is top 3. Pretty brazen. Top 3. And also Defend, top 4. All on speed runners.
Great way to finish there. Sub-zeros with a bit of raspberry cordial. SD, I remember them well.
Yes.
Have a great weekend. Please gamble responsibly. Enjoy Sandown Classic Weekend.
Why are my horses always 3 wide?
What's he doing on this?
No cover.
Yes! She's back!